0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Diggins,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins!
Oh!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Pete Alonso makes history. Mets pound the Braves. Jays, Red Sox, and Yankees win in the American League East. And John Mateer denies accusations of gambling. A busy Wednesday show, so let's go. Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, August the 13th, 2025. Hope all is well. Busy show today. Dane Young, UGASports.com. We're going to talk some Georgia football with Dane coming up at 8:05 this morning. Andrew Oliphant's across the pond. We're not going to ask him to interrupt all that. Looking forward to a great show. A lot of college football talk. Win game Wednesday. I have CBS Sports has a gambling thread, a gambling betting guide. We can talk about a little bit today. We can talk about some early lines today and some Win Game Wednesday. Should be a fun time. We can talk some Major League Baseball, some college or professional sports, or NFL injuries, college football injuries. A lot to do on a busy Wednesday. And the producer of every Wednesday's show, the official Sam Jones. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic. How's life? Hadn't seen you since Monday.
Pretty good.
Great.
Got to go home for a couple days here. Dad just built the house, so I got to go visit him.
Nice.
He's got a golf course nearby. He said, come on down.
Let's do it. Have y'all, has he played it yet?
He has played it many a time, yeah.
Nice.
I got to go out there with him, but as I've told you before, I'm terrible at golf, so okay. It will be an adventure.
Golf's one of those things is like you could be bad at it and still be good at it.
I just got to go out there and hit and get better,
yeah.
One day at a time.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't. I tell people all the time, like, I used to be a golf professional, right? And I was giving lessons, right? And people say, well, I want to hit it. But I said, well, how often do you practice? Well, I don't. How long have you been playing? Well, not that long. It's like, all right, imagine someone handing you a violin and you've never played violin, or you play violin, well, 2 days a year and you don't practice violin. Like, how good are you going to be at the violin?
Very bad.
Know? Yeah, see? Golf's a lot easier than the violin. I can just tell you that for beginners right off the bat. So everything else good. Glad to hear it. We're going to talk to Mateer in segment two today.
We're going to talk some Mateer, and then we've got about, I think I got 5 shows left before we start college football in a week and a half. So I was going to go through each day, one conference, one of the P4s, start rolling along with that. So if we got time, we'll start one of those today.
Let's do it. Let's absolutely do it. In his, tomorrow's your penultimate, right? Then your finale. Today's your last hump day, man.
The last Win Game Wednesday. We got to make sure we do so.
Let's do that. Every week we do it, and every week we promise it. So I'll go ahead and say it right now. If you want to get Win Game Wednesday, and you get any team in, we'll get Win Game for you. And we'll let you know. So take care of that Win Game Wednesday. Text us, call us. Any team you want us to know, want us to do, we'll do that. 654-ROAR, 654-7627.
I feel like we got to do Texas Tech at least once with all the,
How much can they pay off? Can they pay off refs to win games? I mean, who knows? At this
pay
point?
The scoreboard operator. Pay the opponent.
Yeah. Yeah. And it seems like you can just pay anything.
Everybody's got a price. Just do that for sure. It is a rare day, gentlemen. Our listeners aren't happy this morning because the Braves lost again and got pounded again. Pete Alonso breaks the all-time Mets record. But it's a rare day. Guardians beat the Marlins 4-3. Yankees beat the Twins 9-1. Red Sox beat the Astros 14-1. It's a rare day where all three of our teams won last night. We're walking around here whistling zippity-doo-dah around here like everything's all good again. So that's good. And Sam, as I check some standings, I know last time you were here, you were talking about your Guardians. You're just 5.5 to the Tigers, oh, by the way, because you won a couple in a row and they lost last night. So actually won one in a row now. So 5.5 back there. And then I know you're going to talk about it today, but the Guardians are one game in the wild card, one game behind the Yankees in the wild card. So good win last night.
I'm kind of looking at the division right now where they're 5.5 back. I told you a little while ago I thought the Tigers were a little fraudulent. 5.5 back, they've got 6 left against the Tigers. Maybe there's a world where they fall apart and Cleveland hawks them, and then we've got all three of our teams in the playoffs. That would probably be the ideal world. It's not improbable. It could happen.
It was a great start by the Tigers. I'd be interested to see, like, where their last, like, the 500 mark, like in the last, how many games are they 500?
They have been pretty mediocre for the past 2 or so months at this point.
Yeah.
Their offense has slowed down a little bit.
Yeah.
But that was to be expected. They got off to a ridiculous start. That ridiculous start that they got off to has completely translated to Milwaukee, who is now apparently the best baseball team ever. So,
well, they've won 11 in a row. Milwaukee has.
I want to say 26 of 30. They're on one of the better stretches in the history of the National League, which is kind of crazy seeing as they were 500, I think like 70 games in, and here we are like 120 in, and they're rolling over everybody.
So. I'll tell you what is very, very interesting about that is that their run differential, the second best run differential in Major League Baseball, is Cubs are plus 113. The Brewers are plus 152. Like, they just do, man, like, they don't lose at home. Like, they're 41-20 at home. They've scored 608 runs. That is, I think, second. Am I right with saying that? Is that second baseball? No. Yeah.
It's up there.
Fourth in baseball.
That's got to be the best run team in baseball. I mean, I think they've got a really good argument, seeing as what the budget is and how they cycle. I think it's them and the Dodgers.
Yeah, they do a terrific job there for sure. And this team looks like we're searching for, like, who can bust out of this and win World Series. You talk about no American League teams. Look like they can do that. And everybody just, like, almost conceded to the Dodgers over the offseason, and, oh, the Dodgers got this, this, and this. I don't know, man. Dodger injuries. Dodgers have been good, not great. And the – actually, I think I'm right about saying this. The Brewers would be 7.5 games up over – is that right? Over the Dodgers right now. So, the Dodgers – I mean, the Brewers are playing great baseball. There's no doubt about that.
I mean, Yelich is back to his MVP form, and it's been amazing to watch. I know for a while it got pretty dark there for the Brewers fans, but, man, they're looking great. They made Paul Skeens look normal last night.
Literally,
that doesn't
from the first
usually
pitch.
Happen. Yeah. I mean,
14-0 last night. Yeah, Skeens.
I mean, he gave up 6 hits, 4 runs. He only went 4 innings. Gave up 2 home runs. I don't even know the last time that has ever happened. It may have never happened until last night.
And they're doing that without Churio. He's been out like 2 weeks. I mean, they are just a monster right now.
Well, and it's got to be a lot of fun watching your team. Very rare teams do that. Like you said, the historical run, they're doing a great job there. Sam, great job for you last night. Guardians with the win, and one you needed. You know, if you're going to win wild cards, I've talked about this before, the wild cards are harder to win than divisions once you get to, you know, August and September, because you got to have 2 or 3 teams lose rather than, you know, chasing one team down or something like that. But the other thing is you got to win one-run games. And you did that last night. That was good.
And you got to beat bad teams, which they beat an under 500 team last night.
Yep, so. Yeah. Great win for you last night. And a big home run by Ramirez there. Yankees 9-1. Did the ball from Stanton come down yet, Landon? The home run he hit. Have you seen it come down yet?
It was literally only 444.
Oh, man.
That ball was punked.
That ball, only 444.
That's an average Stanton home run, though.
Which down the right field line would have been out by about 200 feet in Pesky's pole down there. Pete Alonso did it last night, broke the Mets record for the most home runs in franchise history, beating Darryl Strawberry. They pounded the Braves 13-5. Braves are just 17 under now, and, like, it's not good at all. And Red Sox, speaking of pounding, 14-1 over the Astros. Really nice win for the Red Sox. Break a little losing streak last night.
Yeah. First time since 1900. Roman Anthony, youngest player to have a home run, four runs, and four walks in a game.
So, nice.
You know, hey, Mel Ott, last one to do it.
Nice. You guys are in charge of a couple things today. Number one, Sam, you're going to do segment two. You mentioned it. You're going to talk some material. You can talk some P4 college football. And I understand the final segment today, Landon. I'm not going to be here. You got the final segment today?
Yeah.
All right. I'm looking forward to listening to you guys on the radio. I got to skip out at 8:45, and I'm traveling. We got a big speech tonight down in Charleston. I've been doing the Charleston Clemson Club. They'll have to remind me tonight, but it's at least 20 years that I've done this. Where I go down, we normally do it next week, but next week we've got our college football kickoff show. Coming up, I think that's Thursday of next week. We always do it that day. I had a conflicting date there, so we're doing a week early this year. So I don't have the feeling I normally have. Normally, I have the feeling that when I go to Charleston, football season's here, because it's normally 2 days later that week zero happens. Or, you know, even I think we've done it like we did it on Wednesday night one time, and it was Thursday night open to college football. So I almost get teased a little bit, you know, like Christmas that sometimes you got to go to an uncle's house for Christmas on like the 20th or something, like the weekend before Christmas. That's what this is like for me. So I can't get too excited about it. Now, we're gonna have a great time tonight, see a bunch of friends tonight, and Graham Neff, the athletic director, is gonna be speaking with me as well. So I'll get to ask questions there, and if you have any Graham questions, do that. Well, I'll report tomorrow. We'll do the show tomorrow, Sam, via remote. I'll be in Charleston tomorrow morning, and then make our way back tomorrow afternoon. So. Should be a good one tomorrow. Paul Strelo will be with us tomorrow. As I told you, Andrew Oliphant's not with us today, so we'll have plenty of time for a bunch of phone calls, a bunch of texts, a bunch of win game Wednesdays. Can't wait for that. Couple of quick things. Number one is I do want to tell you about my great friends over at Let me do this. Since I'm not going to be here for my the last segment, the people that listen this time of the day never get to hear me talk about Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, Brad Hughes Insurance.com, 292-3001, Brad Hughes at Allstate, Brad Hughes Insurance. Brad Hughes can help you out with better coverage and better rates. My great friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We love Brad Hughes. We love Allstate, and can't wait to tell you more about some things happening there in the fall and maybe combining your homeowners and your auto owners insurance and just making it better for you. Get in touch with him, Brad Hughes, at Allstate.com. Texture already in 7957. Mick, we'll be able to play a round of golf in Charleston. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Going to play one of the best golf courses in the upstate of, or in the low country, South Carolina today. So can't wait for that. Pretty good weather, too. And then Toby sent me this, and someone sent it yesterday. I didn't know this was the case. But in Pendleton today, Anderson Motor Speedway today, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Is racing the Anderson Motor Speedway Saturday night. I thought it was today. I'm sorry, Saturday night. So Dale Earnhardt Jr. is going to be in Anderson Saturday night. That'll be kind of crazy. So looking forward to that for sure. And 9170 says, guy the interior decorator, Mick. But this house looks like money, LOL. Don't forget about the best Clemson player of all time conversation today. Yeah, I told you that earlier in the week.
ETN?
Yeah, I watched the Notre Dame game. You know, he crushed Notre Dame in two of those games. One of the games they held him down. But he changed games with his explosiveness and the way he caught the football out of the backfield. We're getting that conversation. Now, look, there's a long line of people to call rolling that class, too, by the way. Terry Kennard would be in that list. Banks McFadden would certainly be in that list. I think Anthony Simmons would be in that list. Michael Dean Perry and obviously Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence, Sammy Watkins, Nuke Hopkins. There's a C.J. Spiller. There's a lot of guys on that list. With that said, I'm going to make a case for ETN maybe a little bit later today. So, great show. Looking forward to it. Can't wait. Let's take a short break. We'll come back. Sam Jones will have segment two, and you come back right after this.
My personal joy is found in working outdoors.
It's where I go for a sense of peace, a sense of tranquility, just to get my head together.
I really, really fell in love with South Carolina's wildlife.
Having a life scholarship through the SC Education Lottery was huge. It gave me the opportunity to do what I love and help make that impact right here at home.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Beat the summer heat with Tiger Sports Shop. From the practice field to the poolside, we've got you covered. Find breezy styles and cool comfort in Lululemon and Nike performance gear. Need a little extra shade? Check out the season's hottest hats. They're the ultimate summer must-have. And remember, Tiger fans, football season is on the horizon. Get your gear today and be game day ready. Shop local at our two Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop. Everything Clemson, every season.
A car accident can change everything in seconds. Don't let the insurance companies decide what your case is worth. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we stand up for accident victims, fighting for the compensation you need to recover and move forward. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm today at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Your consultation is free. Smith Jordan Law. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Hey guys, summer's here, and no one wants to see that tired dad bod at the pool. At Low Country Male, we don't do body positivity. We make men men again. That means trimming the belly, boosting energy, and showing up strong in the bedroom. Testosterone and weight loss plans start at just $5 a day with labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Plus, ED solutions, peptides, shockwave therapy, hair regrowth, and more. Make men men again. Visit lowcountrymale.com.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging out with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Let their friendly staff help you find the perfect ride for you and your family. Call today to ask about their free delivery to over 10 U.S. states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now with 3 locations, call or stop in and see what makes Elite Custom Golf Carts the Upstate's golf cart superstore. Visit them at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. Proudly owned by a Clemson alumni. Go Tigers!
Easley has welcomed Greer Flooring Center with open arms, and as a thank you, we are offering 12 months same as cash on your next project. Visit our state-of-the-art showroom at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway, or start by using our flooring visualizer at GreerFlooringCenter.com. Take a photo of your room, and then select different flooring options, and you get to see what it would look like. It makes those nights scrolling through your phone more fun. Remember, you'll always find a knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center. At Toyota of Easley, now is the best time to get a closeout deal on the last remaining new 2024 Toyota Tacomas or get a new 2025 Toyota Tundra or Tacoma with financing rates as low as 1.99%. With Norris-built accessories, you can also have your truck customized your way, any make or model handled by certified Toyota technicians. Call 864-855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstrapproofing.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
What's that for the touchdown?
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCP-FM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I had a great day yesterday. I got to spend some time with Eric Schneider, Schneider Freak here, and I learned about a brand new insect that is invading the upstate of South Carolina and killing trees and killing multiple species of trees. And they've got a plan in place right now to stop that. It's a, like a lantern fly. And it's an interesting looking deal. And as he was showing me and telling me, and I'm like, how do you know that kind of stuff? Like, how do you, who studies all that? And it came over from Japan, by the way, in a piano leg. That's crazy. Anyway, point is that they're doing a great job there. In all of your insects, all of your fungus, anything you got going on, any kind of diseases, they take care of all of those. The growth regulators, they do that. The pruning and getting ready, you do that in the fall sometimes, and you prune and get ready for those things. Commercially, he was talking about all the big municipalities and all the commercial stuff they do. You know, their official tree company of Clemson University. They do a terrific job. A great place to work. Also, by the way, they keep talking about that. Let them take care of you. My great friends over at Eric Schneider, Schneider Tree Care, SchneiderTree.com. It is 833-4MY-TREE. Careers tab on there to get a great job. Just a, overall, a great day. And certainly enjoyed that for sure. Segment two with Mr. Sam Jones.
We got to talk about this John Mateer thing.
All right.
If only because it's kind of funny. John Mateer, if you guys have not seen this, was stalked on Venmo by presumably a Texas fan. This had to be a Texas fan doing this. Someone found John Mateer's public Venmo, which they're not hard to find. You could find mine and find all my stupid transactions that are public, at least. And found a... Let me make sure I get the exact exact gambling-related Venmo transaction. Found gambling-related, allegedly, transactions from November 20th, 2022, where John Mateer paid one of his friends for two transactions, one called sports gambling, and the other one sports gambling, parentheses, UCLA versus USC. I believe that John Mateer is innocent here only because I have done stupid stuff like this before, and I can bet that Landon has also done it. But it is still funny and a cautionary tale for college athletes that everything you do everywhere, and athletes anywhere, once again, on the internet, is permanent. They will find it.
Let me ask you this. I can see someone joking about a, you know, say gambling debts, you know? There's other guys joking about, like, some vulgar stuff on there, like what you're paying somebody for. I can see that. But why put the USC versus Southern Cal?
That is the better question. Not only did he do the one where it said sports gambling, he doubled down and put it in parentheses. Now, if you go back and look at that game, it was a 2.5-point UCLA spread. My favorite college quarterback of the past, like, 5 years, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, was playing in that game. One of the most electric and bad college football players ever. At least once he got to the NFL, he's terrible. But he was electric in college, and UCLA lost that game 48-45. So USC covered that 3-point spread. I don't know why he would have put that. I got to imagine he was watching the game and sent his friend money for, like, pizza or something and just felt like doing a bit of trolling. But you can't do that because he was in college at the time.
I would say this. I would say that at the time, I don't think, you know, joking around, like, who's going to see it? I don't give this my credit saying, oh, yeah, like, some of the other stuff, the vulgar stuff that people, that some of the guys did or supposedly did. Like, yeah, that's obviously a joke. But, like, who's going to see it? Just put sports gambling on there. Like, did he have the foresight to see that somebody's ever going to see it and it's going to be a funny joke?
Clearly not.
Like, but like a joke between him and his buddy, maybe. I get it. And here's another, a whole other aspect here. When we say sports gambling, I always feel like if you're going to pay $5 to your buddy on you know, I bet they win the scammer, but they don't, right? I bet you $5. That's different than calling a bookie and betting on a football game. Do y'all feel differently than that?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I wonder if, like, him and his friend made the bet on the game
just
itself.
Like, hey, I'll give you $20 on
UCLA. Y'all feel the same, or is that different?
That's got it. Yeah. It's legal. Is that legal? You can't police that.
Because I'll tell you right now, like,
it definitely happens all the time. You just don't.
a couple of guys on a college football team or a college basketball team go out in the summertime and play golf, and there's a, you know, they might be playing for a dollar a hole. That's different, right? I mean, that's driving 56 into 55. No one's ever going to pull you over for that. That's not driving 90 into 55. That's not kidnapping. That's not robbing a bank, right?
No, I would imagine that that is probably fair game. How are you going to police that?
And I feel like if it was gambling, then it would have been on a site, not him paying his friend on Venmo.
Venmo.
That is one of the things that I saw a lot of people rightfully pointing out. One, in defense of Mateer, was the, yeah, we are. Because I remember, it takes me sometimes to remember, these kids are my age. These guys are young adults that are my age, and I do the same stupid stuff that they do. So that was the first defense from a lot of people. And the second thing was, someone was saying, well, if this kid transferred from Washington State to Oklahoma and was arguably the highest profile transfer in all of college football this offseason, he is going to have every single thing he's ever done investigated by Oklahoma. I want to say one of their lead administrators is on the rule compliance committee for the NCAA. Like, everything John Mateer did would have been under intense scrutiny from the Sooners and that front office that they have over there now to make sure he wasn't doing anything silly that would have proven this was a troll.
It's about the intent, all right? And it's hard to measure intent. And it's hard, and also it's about, you know, like character and patterns. Like, to me, Pete Rose is not out of baseball because he bet on one baseball game. Pete Rose is out of baseball because he bet on hundreds and hundreds of baseball games.
Among other things that Pete Rose did.
So yeah, among other things. But, all right, but just in just thinking about common sense-wise here, do you know any bookies? I know three guys who are bookies. You know any bookies that would be taking Venmo? Like, a bookie is going to take your cash. Like, you don't. I could be wrong on this. I have to ask all three of them this. Like, they're not going to be in the paper trail business, right? On the other part of it is,
especially not with college athletes,
right?
Maybe
right,
a
right,
random,
right?
Maybe me,
right? But so we've gone through all this history, and we got two sports gambling memos. Basically, it's like you write on a check a memo, and so is that a, like, if you bet his buddy on something, and if you bet one bet with the bookie, like, that's different. Because I think you're talking about, like, a pattern. Am I off base there? Again, I just think it's different if you're betting. Even if you bet $100 with your friend, that's different than betting $50 with a bookie.
I would imagine that that is different, yes. I would
or
think
online
that,
betting.
Yeah, I would
like
certainly
that.
Think that that is governed a little differently.
And we know the, like, the guy he sent it to, right?
Yeah, it's kind of his name.
Can we find out if that guy has, like, his transactions and all his history? Like, a lot of people are sending him that? Because if a lot of people are sending that, then yes, he's a bookie. He's booking bets. But if that's one thing, it's like, okay, a couple of buddies talk about watching the game together and go, man, I'll tell you, UCLA's going to pound Southern County's game. No, they're not.
Put 20 on it.
Yeah.
Buy you dinner.
That's what I was going to say. Like, how many times have we been in a conversation where it's random games when you just get into sports arguments with your friends, and then next thing you know, it's like, well, you won't put your money where your mouth is.
Right.
You won't bet $20, and you're like,
double dog,
watch dude. This. All right. $20
know,
it is.
You And here's how sports works, too, and you guys know this. You know who thinks it's the biggest deal in the world? You know who thinks it's not a big deal? Oklahoma fans. You know who thinks it's the biggest deal in the world? Texas fans. Like, right now, Texas fans going, this is irate. We just got gambling epidemics. Everybody's gambling up in Oklahoma. This guy's got a gambling problem. This is unbelievable. They got to ban this guy forever. And Oklahoma fans are saying, I bet his buddy $5 on the Southern Cal game. You know, like, it's all about your perception of that.
Yeah, if you could see how much it is, I bet this conversation would die very quickly.
Yeah, that's the one thing.
In one way or the other. Like, if it was, like, $200, everyone would be like, all right, that's a bit weird. If it was just a dollar, everyone's like, oh.
How about if it's 200 just with your buddy? Like, I'm gonna bet my buddy $200.
Well, that's the once it gets up to that amount, that's when I'm starting to think maybe this guy is more.
But can we bookie? What if we can prove, like, that's just his buddy and the guy didn't take bets?
If that's just his buddy and he's throwing out $200 bets, I guess that's more reason why we shouldn't have an.
Is it within the realm? I feel like a lawyer here. Is it within the realm of possibility that he borrowed money from the guy? You say $200, all right?
Yeah, sure.
What if he said, hey, man, I want to buy this set of headphones here. They're $100. All right, I don't have any. Can I borrow your I'll pay you back. And then they pay him back, and he goes, I like Southern Cal. I like UCLA. Oh, yeah, you double or nothing on 100 owe you? I mean, it's a, the amount with one guy, like, that doesn't bother me. I listened to several national talk shows yesterday, and, like, people up in arms about it. Like, oh, my God, this is. But it goes to show you just how we sensationalize everything.
And I don't think look
like. I don't either, Sam. I don't either. I'm with you.
Yeah. I simply just think it was a
troll. I think it was a joke.
It was a terrible joke.
And it was a joke he didn't anticipate. I don't know if it was a joke. Like, I think he probably lost on a gambling bet to his buddy. Because I don't think he had the foresight to see, hey, man, I tell you what, like, I'm going to be a superstar. And watch this. They're going to be coming out to my Venmo. I'm going to put this, like, this hoax on him and, like, send him up a wild goose chase. I don't think he had the foresight to see that.
I would see it more as a joke of maybe it was an actual competition between, you know, like him and his friends, like a 3v3 basketball game, and he just put sports gambling because.
Well, the UCLA, USC.
I'm talking about, like, the other one, too. That one, I don't know why.
QCT makes a good point. Play devil's advocate. What if he sent the money to his buddy to place a bet on an official site or with the bookie?
That is also a possibility.
That is within the realm of possibility.
Well, that leads me to the second part of my segment too, which loosely relates to that, or at least some would conspiracy theorize that this has some sort of relation to that. Shohei Ohtani found himself in the news again yesterday.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani and his agent Nez Balelo are being sued by a Hawaii real estate investor for allegedly sabotaging a $240 million real estate project, per the Japan News. Someone tweeted, if I had a nickel for every time Shohei Ohtani got himself involved in a major financial scandal, I'd have two nickels, which isn't a lot, but it's weird that it's happened twice. What, do we just think Shohei Ohtani has bad friends?
Fool me once, see when you fool me twice, shame on me.
Like. I'm starting to question Shohei a little bit.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel bad for the interpreter at this point.
Now, they proved, again, it was allegedly proven that Shohei Ohtani's interpreter was embezzling money, basically, from Shohei and taking money. And I do believe that. There are a lot of people out there who think that he was a fall guy and that Shohei has a betting addiction and all that. I don't know about that. I do certainly believe Rob Manfred of Major League Baseball would try to cover that up if that happened.
Yeah, because they need Shohei. Yeah,
like, Shohei Ohtani is their literal golden goose at this point. Like, right. That is the guy. But this one is a little. How do you keep landing yourself in these situations? The commissioner's office has to be a little frustrated with it, you would imagine.
Yes. You're at some point in time, you call Shohei in with another interpreter, not the old one. You call him in with another interpreter and go, all right, man. You know, this has got to stop. We got. First of all, what they say is, all right, what else is out there? Right? Like,
let's just get ahead of this.
Let's get ahead of whatever else is out there. And then, but from now on, man, we're drawing this line in the sand like, this ain't happening anymore.
The lawsuit alleges that Ohtani and his agent use their celebrity leverage to push out the plaintiffs for their own financial gain.
Now, on the other side of it, it is within the realm of possibility, I keep using that phrase, but that you see someone with that much money, that all of a sudden now we find ways to sue. Like, you can sue me all day, every day, and guess what? You're not going to get a whole heck of a lot if you win the suit.
Yeah, you can come after me. There ain't much to get.
Shohei Ohtani is a target because you go, you know what, man? Let's sue this guy, and hopefully he'll be motivated to settle out of court, and we'll make a third of what we're asking for, but a third is a lot is a lot. So he can be a target through all of that.
Shohei followed up this adventure yesterday by hitting a go-ahead home run in the ninth inning in a game I believe the Dodgers lost against the Halos, against his former team in Anaheim. He also lined into a triple play in this game and now has 43 home runs on the season as he cruises towards yet another MVP because he is unfathomably good at baseball. In the last...
I'm telling you, man, Major League Baseball, they just can't have...
stuff off the field.
Yeah.
With him, especially.
Oh, again, one time, yeah. But, you can't have Black Sox again. You know, you just can't have that kind of made... Your best player, the face... Who's currently the face of the NFL? Patrick Mahomes?
Probably Patrick
Mahomes.
Can't
afford him to have two big deals, right? Face of the NBA still is. Is LeBron still?
Yeah, it's LeBron.
You cannot have two instances. You know, an all-star guy, a guy that's you know, a star, a starter, a veteran. You know, you can have one. The face, having two, like McDavid in hockey, you can't have two, man. You just can't have two of those. And Major League Baseball's got to get ahead of it for sure.
It seems to me like Shohei Ohtani needs to surround himself with better people, I would say.
Yeah, it's time to start making better decisions. And I've said many times before, but my buddy Jim Davis says the way to get out of hole, stop digging. He's got to stop digging. Because, you know, what if it's just, you know, he's a victim, maybe, but the chance of you being a victim once is high. The chance of being a victim twice is slightly less. I don't know how much less, but it's less.
One of my favorite tweets about it is Shohei Ohtani is either an underworld criminal mastermind cosplaying as the greatest baseball player ever, or he is the most gullible rich man in the history of
sports. Yeah. By the way, on the material stuff quickly, 0019 says, the crazy part is you can set Venmo to no one can see your private transactions. Yeah. You must be an idiot. Well, I don't think so, because, like, I didn't know that, and I don't know if I've ever Venmo'd anybody. I think I PayPal people.
Well, to respond to that, John Mateer possibly was an idiot, but I would also argue he was probably an idiot by default because he was an 18-year-old college freshman. So
yeah,
when you're an 18-year-old college freshman, 90% of us are idiots.
And I'm pretty sure he can have it private, but if the other guy doesn't, it still comes up, I'm pretty sure.
I used to leave mine unprivate because I would do this. Let's assume he's telling the truth. I would do a bit of joking with my friends. I would send stupid stuff.
Now,
I'd send stupid stuff back.
9452 says that the how much were the two transactions for? We don't know that. That's not public, right?
Yeah, it doesn't say the amount. It just says the description.
Now, let me just quickly ask you guys this. Y'all are my tech guys now because you're young. Why would Venmo even have it where everybody can see stuff?
It's a choice. I mean, you can do it. I don't know why you would want to do it.
Why wouldn't the amount be on there? Like, why do you choose the memo but not the amount?
It's a decent question. I would say privacy, but I mean, privacy is waived when you. Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you. I have wondered this myself.
Interesting stuff. Short break. Hey, Ingles. We love Ingles. Now, Sam, you said you're an Ingles guy last night.
I did.
We love Ingles. What'd you get over at Ingles last night?
I got a bunch of stuff. I got my gas.
You cook a little bit, right?
I do a little bit of cooking. I got some deli meats. That was good. Some ready-made desserts out of the bakery. Got some cookies, donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Myself.
That bakery stuff's good.
Used my Ingles Advantage card to get gas yesterday. Yes. Got some off of each gallon.
I love doing that.
You don't even have to get a physical card. You just pull up the barcode on your phone.
Yeah.
Scan it for you. There you go.
Love that, man. Love everything about Ingles. And the salad bar and the olive bar. And
ready-made meals in the deli, man.
Yeah, that deli looks so good. And when you're over by the deli, get the boar's head. And as someone told me before, boar's head cheese is less processed than other cheeses. They do a great job there. And, oh, man, I love that boar's head roast beef. Like, get you some. Some little rare boar's head roast beef. Get you a little American cheese. You're going to love it. We love Ingles. Love the prices. Love the savings. Love the Ingles Advantage card. Go buy some of our great friends at Ingles. Short break. Open phone lines. Much more to this.
The countdown is on. 17 days until Clemson Tiger football. Brought to you by Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney.
Clemson takes the shotgun. Snap wants to throw. Underneath. Has it complete. That's going to be more. Turns it up to 15 to 10. 5. Touchdown. It's another big first quarter for Clemson. 2 seconds left in the quarter. It's 16-0.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
This season, knock it out of the park with Underdog. Underdog is one of the leading sports apps, and you can play now in South Carolina. Their app has over 100,000 five-star reviews and millions of players. Download the app and pick whether a player will go higher or lower on one of their stats. Choose categories like strikeouts, home runs, and so much more. If you get your picks correct, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. So you could turn a dollar into $1,000 with your baseball knowledge. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now with promo code ROADRAGE to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus funds when you make your first deposit. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Must be 18 or older and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See underdogfantasy.com/web/deposit-match-terms for details. Consult with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that.
Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Breezesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosie Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Tiger fans, beat the heat with Elkmont. Whether you're cooling off with a day at the lake, heading for cooler climates on vacation, or gearing up for game day, Elkmont has everything you need. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z-Supply, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is your destination for summer fun. Conveniently located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
Turn any day into a special occasion when you give her fine jewelry from Turner's Jewelers. Our experts will help you find a dazzling necklace, sparkling earrings, or a stunning bracelet. You know what she loves better than anyone. Turner's can customize a unique piece crafted flawlessly to show your love story. And when it's time to look for engagement or wedding rings, you can count on Turner's Jewelers to make the perfect day even better. Dream up a magical gift at turnersjewelers.com or visit Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca.
Craving real Buffalo, New York-style pizza and wings? You don't have to leave the upstate. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City-style, never doughy, with the perfect crisp crust. And the wings? Crispy, juicy, buttery, spicy. Authentic Buffalo flavor with a tangy finish. Feeling adventurous? Try the Beef on Weck, a Western New York classic. Moretti's is just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Malden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
At Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate, you get the dealer discount, you get every available discount. Military, college grad, subprime credit. If there's a discount you qualify for, we'll find it and give it to you. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees you get the best price. And that's why if you buy somewhere else, you're gonna pay too much. So come see us. We're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford offer transparent pricing, meaning you get every available discount. And right now, the discounts are huge because at Lake Kiwi, it's the final days of employee pricing for everyone. You pay what the factory worker pays, not a penny more. And the best part, with Lake Kiwi's transparent pricing, you see all of the savings. So go see the team at Lake Kiwi. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
Ready? Ready?
Saturdays in the South start right here with college football talk all summer long on The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Y'all are very familiar with the concept of you don't want everyone to be the smartest guy in the room. You're familiar with that concept? When Ben and Chris come over, and I met with them like three times now, it's obvious I'm not the smartest guy in the room. Like, these guys are like, they're engineers and they're engineering minds, and really, really, like, they'd be smart at anything they do. They happen to be in the heating and air business. They happen to be in one of the biggest decisions they make is how they market their company and then how they hire and how the whole thing is processed and set up. But they did this because they knew like the engineering part of it. They knew like how other people went about heating and air, and they do it a little bit differently. You'll find that out. Also, I love the fact of right here in the upstate of South Carolina, right here in the state of South Carolina, you got Armstrong, which is made in Orangeburg. And do some research on that company and what they're about. They're the preferred Armstrong dealer. You're going to love your new unit if you do that. All kinds of savings. You save on an instant rebate or instant savings. You get rebate stuff from your energy company, and you get federal tax credits that end on December 31st. So take care of all that. So my great friends over at Blue Ridge Heating and Air, BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. I have the best Clemson trivia question that I think that very, very few people would get right off the bat. And I'll do that at 7:05. We'll also have the conversation at 7:05 of the greatest Clemson football player of all time. Red checks in with me first, though. Red, good morning. The pictures look great. The t-shirts look great. I know you're selling those now too, but it looked like the event, everything went awesome this past weekend. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mickey. So we had 124 people come out and walk with us, which just blew me away. And then 27 of those were kids from Christ Church in Episcopal High School. And, man, those kids are so awesome. Everything we do, they come out and support. And girls' cross-country team came out. Some of the guys from the lacrosse team and the football team came out. It was just a good time. It really was.
How about that, man? That's awesome.
Blown away.
Yeah, that's awesome. Sir. Yeah, I'm certainly glad to hear that. That's awesome. Glad to hear it for sure. And you had beautiful weather. Like you had a great time.
Oh, hey, yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah, my wife. We woke up Saturday morning, and it was about 8 o'clock, which is crazy because we normally had to get up like 6 on Saturday mornings. But my son and daughter slept in a little bit, and she said, "Just think, like Red and them, they've already been walking. Like, yeah, like the walk's already over, or out there doing now. Like, but you got to beat the heat too. But you know, you talking about like had to get a young person out of bed.
Yeah,
you did a great job with that one, getting them out of there for sure.
But Mickey. Let's clarify things. Red didn't walk.
Well, look, there's the brains behind stuff and the muscle behind stuff, okay?
My wife took that role. She decided to walk. Her and Sam walked, but I didn't.
Well, and since we got videos of Sam, like, no, you're the brains of the operation. Let's make very, very sure of that, all right?
Yeah, somebody had to register everybody.
Yes, yeah, you would have loved to walk. You had to work the whole time.
I had my shoes on to walk, but they just wouldn't let me do it.
So. And you knew you'd be giving those away maybe later that day. So, right. Yeah. Oh, right. Everybody knows that. You did good with all that.
So, Mickey, people tell you about certain people, and you're like, man, I wish I could meet him. And you've told me stories about Ralph Patterson and what a nice guy he was. I finally got to meet him yesterday. Mickey, I could talk to that man for hours, days, if I could just get and listen to his stories. What a nice man.
Well, you think about experience, all right? Grew up, his dad, I don't know if he told you this or not, his dad was the PA announcer at Colorado football and basketball games.
Yep.
So he grew up there in Boulder and then coached at Colorado and coached at App State and Erskine, so he knows everybody in coaching. You know, Alvin Gentry's his best friend in the world, the longtime NBA coach. They were the best man in each other's wedding. And all the players he's had. And then as an athletic director and as a broadcaster, like if you start going down the list there, being an athlete, a coach, an administrator, a member of the media, like, yeah, the guy's got him a doggone good. He about touched every base you could touch in sports. And on top of that, yeah. Great father, great husband, great role model. Gave me some of the best advice ever. The guy's just amazing, no doubt.
He told me the story about he helped coach with his son last year. And the referee went to his son and said, hey, your assistant coach needs to sit down and be quiet. And his son started laughing. And he said, well, come with me. And him and the ref went over there and told him, said, hey, old man, I haven't been able to tell you this, but you need to sit down and be quiet.
I cherish it. He still texts me about 3 days a week. I cherish it. He's a role model for me in many, many ways, especially what kind of dad he is and all that. So both those boys, amazing. And Lynn's did a great job with them because, you know, coaches are out all the time too. But that's a family, man.
Yeah.
And by the way, think about this for a second. All right, athlete, coach, assistant coach at the, you know, in the Power 5 level, a head coach – athletic director, vice president of colleges, had his own radio show, and on top of all that, the mayor of Due West. Like, he's got a political career too. Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff.
What a great guy.
Oh, yeah. One of my all-time favorites. He's one of those guys that when your phone, you see a text, like, you stop what you're doing because say, hey, man, see what RP wants. What's he up to today? Good dude. I'm glad you got a chance to do it.
He reminds me of Coach John Daugherty, who coached at Soxie High School. He also coached at Wofford. Could tell stories from everywhere we went. He told a story about something.
Yeah.
Because he coached so many years.
Yeah. You reminded me. I'll do a whole show with him and give me a bunch of basketball thoughts. Because that's one of my guys I lean on for basketball. Because he knows everybody in basketball, you know. I have one good story. I'll tell you about him right now. Coming up. Hey man, good luck. Tell everybody hello and SunnyDiddleTwist.org. Good stuff, buddy.
Oh hey Mickey, one real quick thing. Can I tell you where? Guess who I'm speaking to this morning?
Who's that?
This a bunch of sheriffs from across the state of South Carolina.
Awesome. Awesome.
Hey, what do you call it, an oxymoron?
Well, yeah, a little ironic in there. They used to speak to them many years ago. Now you're speaking to them from a whole different set of circumstances.
Yeah, I get to walk back out.
Good stuff, my friend. That's awesome.
All right, buddy,
I appreciate the phone call. All right, let me sneak this one in if I can, all right? So Ralph was hired as a scout by the Phoenix Suns when Alvin Gentry was the head coach of the Suns. And he talks about low-level scouting, went out there a lot, whatever. But he's out in Phoenix and visiting and meeting. And so he's with the staff. And his long table, staff table, and they're reviewing the games itself. And it's Amari Stoudemire was their star player at the time. And the story goes something like, and I've got some details mixed up, but something like that the game plan was that on a certain player on the opposing team the night before, whatever, when the ball entered the post from the – and Amari was on the weak side, that he would double down, right? Double in the low post, right? And the first time it happens, they're yelling at Amari, and he doesn't do it. And the guy scores down low. Next time down happens again. And they're reviewing the film. And – they don't know how in the world, like, how am I going to get this to happen? Like, what are we going to do? And Alvin's jumping to staff. Staff's got a bunch of excuses. Nobody knows what to do. And he said, Alvin looks over at Ralph down at the table. He goes, Ralph, what do you do in this situation? And Ralph says, I tell you what you do. You sit his butt on the bench. And he says that Alvin goes right over to the window that had the shades pulled down or whatever. And he says, let me show you why I can't do that. And he pulls the shade up. And there's a 50 or 30 story building beside the Coliseum. And there's a 30 story mural, Nike mural, whatever, of Amari Stoudemire. And he said, you see that? He said, yes, that's why I can't bench him. Like, he makes more than me. They would fire me before I bench him. And that's the NBA, that you can't have the bench of the guy. And that's one of many, many, many stories. I wish I could tell a Final Four story you told me one time. I'll never forget it as well. Hey, my great friends at Upcountry Fiber for a stronger connection. Upcountry Fiber, upcountryfiber.com. Get in touch with them. Love to help you out. Upcountry Fiber does a terrific job. Upcountry Fiber is a company that I totally believe in that is going to get you the fastest high-speed internet, the best television service, the best phone services. I told you one of my neighbors They did have Upcountry Fiber where they were. They moved, and it's not in our neighborhood yet. And he goes, man, we miss Upcountry Fiber. We had no problems whatsoever. Now, this new company, I got other company now, I've got all kinds of problems. That's typical. No contracts, no disputes, upcountryfiber.com. I'm trying to think right here quickly. And maybe we can look it up during the break. Did Amari Stoudemire ever win an NBA championship? Or ever, did he ever win anything? Well, maybe there's a reason why for that.
I do not believe Amari Stoudemire was ever a champion. I mean, he played for Phoenix. He played for the Knicks, obviously. I don't believe he ever got one. I know he was an All-NBA first-team player, but...
Man-child.
Did not play for many great teams.
Well, because he wasn't a great teammate.
That's that Pacey, Mike D'Antoni, Suns team.
Yeah. Hour number two, you come back. Love to have you when you return after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the...